Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Barbara Allen Woods from One Tree Hill, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Stardish Radio. Today is October 20th, 2009. I'm your host, Joanne Kubasek. The number here is 347-945-5423. I recommend anybody that's in the chat room as a guest go and take a few minutes to register with Blog Talk Radio so you can participate in the chat with everyone else. Side note for the calendar, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and on the 26th of October at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, actress Natalie Reitano and actor Kiko Ellsworth will be stopping by to talk about this and an organization called Safe Passage Home, which helps out domestic violence victims. So make sure you come by and check that out. It's going to be a great, great show. Tonight's guest, she's beautiful. She's strong. She's one fierce mother. She has jumped into the reality pool alongside her son, actor-model Antonio Sabato Jr., and to help him, guide him on his quest to find the perfect love on his show, My Antonio, on VH1. And ladies, let me tell you, if you expect to be with Antonio, you need to get through mama first. So please give a warm Stardish Radio welcome to the enchanting Yvonne Sabato.
Hello.
Welcome, Yvonne.
Hello to you.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah, very happy to be here and talk to you.
Oh, you know, Yvonne, I have to tell you, I am so, I guess it would be weird if I said it, but I love you. I love your personality. I just love everything about you. You are like the perfect mother.
Thank you so much.
I have to say that.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Let me start out with just a little bit. When I heard Antonio was going to be doing this reality show, I was a little put off because I've been a fan of his forever and a day. He's actually done this show before, sometime last year when he was doing General Hospital's night shift. And I was a little put off because I could not imagine that such a beautiful, kind soul such as him having trouble finding love. So tell me a little bit about Antonio as a young boy with the girls. Did he date a lot as a teenager? Was it difficult for him, you know, to pick out someone perfect for him all the time?
In the beginning, he grew up in Italy. You know, he was in Italy until he was 13 years old. So he grew up in Rome, and he moved here after he was 13 years old, and he did not speak the English at all. So it was kind of, you know, hard to grow up in the country where you come and different culture and, you know, you don't speak the language. So in the beginning was a little hard, but once he learned, you know, to communicate, it got really easy with him because he's like really easygoing and he can be friend with everybody. He's very open guy, you know, and say what he means. And so it was really easy, but the mentality of, and this is what I want people to really understand, because there is a big difference culturally, you know, in the families. Families in Italy stick together forever. You know, even today they may be living with their parents and they may be, you know, 30 years old. So it's a different idea about how family live their lives. Or they always very close, they close by as a living areas, you know, they may be living on the same lot or in, you know, two different houses, but very close all the time. So here it's very much different. You know, people move also because of the how big it's America. People move very far because they move to New York maybe, you know, so it's it's different idea. And people what like don't understand really about Italians is that they kind of live together their life and they constantly live in others' life, you know. So they know everything, they communicate about everything, and it's very open. And nobody go to psychologists really there because, you know, everything is said openly and they may be fighting, but the day after they're kissing. So
right.
You see, this is what culturally it's so different. So when people think that sometimes, you know, we are too close, that's why they people think that, because we culturally come from somewhere else where it's different.
Well, I can honestly say I think that's pretty much like a European thing, you know. I mean,
yes.
my dad's family comes from Slovakia. So yes. we're the same way. I mean, I'm no different with my father than the way that you are with Antonio. I'm going to be 40, but my father is in my life 24/7.
Exactly.
You know, so it's not one of those when you're 18, kick them out the door and then they're on their own. It's like, no. You know, my father might be 64 years old, but he's constantly in my life. And that's why I think I kind of relate to what your relationship is like with him. And I completely understand it.
Yes, yes. But, you know, there is a majority of people that then they don't understand it, because that's not how is it here. Because sometimes kids, you know, most of the time kids go to college here and they leave, and, you know, after then they never return maybe to the same family. They go on their own, which, mm-hmm. you know, doesn't happen in Europe that much.
Right, right,
so,
exactly. So
yeah.
So that's why I relate to you, and I just love you, I have to say. I say it again, I love you.
So, okay. Going back to Antonio, he was very open. He didn't date a lot, honestly, because, you know, he started working very early, and he mm-hmm. started making movies when he was a little bit over 16 years old. And first movies, we were living here, but he went back to Italy to shoot his first movies. So mm-hmm. he kind of, you know, didn't have that kind of chance, you know, to date a lot and go, you know, to the high school prom and all that other stuff that, you know, kids are used to here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it is. You know, and people may think because he's so good looking, you know, that
mm-hmm.
everybody, it's out there for him. But, you know, that's
right.
not the way it is, because, first of all, it's very hard to meet also people being in the business that he is in. And that's
are
the
genuine.
Part, you know,
mm-hmm.
because what he is obviously looking for is somebody that is, you know, doesn't care about partying that much and doesn't care about that business, because to him, his business, which is entertainment, it's like the same like anybody else being, you know, plumber or something. He goes to the work and in the evening he comes back home, you know, and he's done.
Right.
So, you know, people have this idea about celebrity that
mm-hmm.
you go out there and it's all party and all crazy stuff. But, you know, my son is not part of that kind of life.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So that's it. And I'm sure, yeah, it's very misleading. And I'm sure that it's got to be very difficult to find someone that's genuine. And then to even know if they're being genuine. You know, a lot of women can actually act that they are being genuine just to be with him, you know, per se. So yeah, it's got to be very, very difficult.
Yeah, you have to kind of, you know, see through people in some way, you know, and
mm-hmm.
try to get to the bottom what really is there.
Right. And you know what, though, I see with him is that he has a pretty, pretty open heart. And I think that's why it's great that you're there, because you're the no-nonsense line of it. You're like, okay, look at this, look at that. Open your eyes. Come on. This
yeah.
is wrong. And he's like, oh, you know what? You're right. You're absolutely right. So, I mean, I can see that. So, I mean, having you there, I think, is a perfect perfect answer to weed out the nonsense people, I should say.
Yeah, that's exactly. You pointed exactly to the point. You know, he's very open. And even when he was a kid, my, you know, door in our place will be always open. We never lock the door, because he will go out and come back with like 10 people and he will bring everybody home, you know, and he will, you know, go to the fridge and mom cook something, you know, and it was all kinds of, you know, kids with him from age of like 3 years old up to 15, you know, and they were
mm-hmm.
all him around him. Because, you know, he will make games and things. So he's very like a kid in that sense, you know, and he's very,
right.
very genuine kid. He's
right, right.
And genuine. That's what is it.
Wow. Well, let's fast forward a little bit to when he was 17 years old and he started pursuing a much older woman, Tully. who ultimately became his wife. So I can only imagine that you kind of hit the roof when that happened, when you found out about that. Because I, watching the show and seeing her responses to you about how he was a mature 18-year-old or whatever, my son is going to be 17 in 2 weeks, and if someone at this time her age came along and tried to pursue him, boy, she'd get something good from me. Oh, man. You know, so, I mean, I can only imagine what your reaction was. I mean, of course you want your kid to be happy, and they're going to, you know, they're bullheaded and they're strong and they're going to do what they want to do, especially when you tell them no so much, you know. But when you have an older person influencing them in some parts, you know, they're going to go ahead. So I can only imagine you went nuts, you know.
We kind of, you know, honestly, it wasn't going that much nuts, because when we find this out, when, you know, he told us, it was too late to go nuts, honestly. It was done. What I, you know, disagree with him and specifically with her about is that somebody being, especially the woman, because I think that the women are much more mature usually than men.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
At that age, and she being 28 and having already, you know, lived her own life on her own terms, but him being still, you know, in the family, living with the family, and being, you know, 18 years old, there is a big, huge gap there. You cannot compare, you know, her and him as a lifestyle, practically. Mm-hmm. So what I said to her, I said, you know, you should have known better and, you know, come to us and, you know, tell us and whatever, and we couldn't have talked about it. But going behind the back and doing something like that when you took him to Las Vegas, you know, for a weekend, that wasn't the right thing to do.
No, not at all.
Okay, so that's where we disagree big time about this. And, you know, she never wanted to admit it. And, she, you know, she always said, oh, it was two of us, which I understand was two of them. But she, being more mature, should have said no. Because
absolutely.
If he's wrong, that doesn't mean that she has to be wrong, too.
Exactly. And like you said, women do mature more than men. And she had already lived half of her adult life, you know, a part of her adult life. So, yeah. you kind of know what's going on. And evidently, if... regardless of whether he, because she says that he pursued her at 17 and she completely dismissed him. Whether that's true or not, the day that you gave him time of day, he was still too young for you, period.
Yeah, exactly.
Mentally, know, so
I'm not arguing with her the fact that, you know, he pursued her, you know, that may be completely 100% true, but that's not the point. Because
right.
You know, he didn't go to her, point the gun at her head and say, you know, you have to marry me, otherwise I shoot you. So, you know, she have all the, you know, everything in her power to say no.
Right.
You know, because it was not the right thing to do. That's my first point. It wasn't the right thing to do.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you. Oh, my God, I completely agree with you. So, now... they're married, and they end up in a divorce. And in she did an interview with VH1 that got published today, so I don't know if you saw it yet or not, but in the interview it says when they ask her about her marriage or how long they were married, she said it was 2 years, 2 months too long. We got married in May of 92, and we were divorced in July of 94. So
that's true. That's absolutely false.
Oh, okay.
False. Because they got divorced a few months later.
Oh, really?
Yes, absolutely false. Because, you know, when they got married, he wanted to get a house on his own. They wanted to get a house. I actually helped them to get the house, nice house on their own, but she was, you know, acting up really badly, and he was kind of running back and saying, you know, I cannot take this very much. And he was the one, you know, that left her after a few months and asked for the divorce. So when she's saying that, you know, I was too involved in their lives, she's lying again, because we were not in the same house even.
Okay. Did it take like a couple years for the divorce to go through? Maybe that's what she meant.
I don't think even took a couple of years. No. Because the divorce happened right next year.
Okay.
It was like they got, I think, if I remember well, it was a summer when they got, you know, when he asked for divorce, and then a few months later they went to the court, you know, and that was it. Because I can tell you exactly why she is lying. Because my grandson was born in 94, which means he was long time before my grandson was born, he was already with the mother of my grandson.
Right, Virginia Madsen, right.
Exactly. So she cannot, you know, say that this is true. She actually stalked them for a long time, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
wow.
She shouldn't be saying stuff that it's absolutely false.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy. Well,
yeah.
let's fast forward now. He's a dad, two beautiful children, grandchildren.
Yeah.
You have a grandson and granddaughter.
Yeah.
And he still feels he has not found that one he can spend forever with. So tell me how he came to you and said, Mom, you know what? I'm going to do a reality show. Forget it. Somebody's got to be out there for me, and you're going to come help me find her. How did he come to you with this concept?
Well, it actually came about because some time ago, you know, when they're younger, and, you know, I heard this before, I never understood this, but when the kids are younger, they usually never listen to their parents, you know, and they ask you for, you know, like, tell me what I should be doing, and then they go and do exactly opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And that usually happens until a certain age. So he got kind of burned a lot of the times, and then he starts realizing, well, hold on a second, you know, for all these years, I go to my mother, maybe we talk about something, she tells me something, and then I do exactly opposite, and I'm burned, something is wrong with this idea. So
right.
He came to me, and he said, well, maybe this time I should be listening to you, because maybe you know people a little bit better, and you can see through things that I cannot.
Right.
So that's how it came about.
Right, right. Well, okay, so now, I had a girl on the show, who's a friend of Antonio's. She worked with him on Bold and the Beautiful. I'm not sure if you know her or not, but you probably do. Ashley Jones, she's an actress. She worked with him on Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah.
And she told me that we were talking about him, and she told me that, you know, we were talking about the show coming up. And I was like, oh, man, I want to do something, you know, like once a week and go over these girls because, you know, I love Antonio. I think he's a doll. And I said, I'm going to go through these girls like with a fine-tooth comb and pick everything wrong with them out. So her and I were kidding, and we said we would do a show about it, you know, on the air. And she had told me that he was approached to do The Bachelor.
Yes.
For ABC, because I said I even thought that may have been better, but do you think that maybe there would have been a different class of women with The Bachelor as opposed to doing it on VH1?
That, you know, that may be, but it's hard to say because every year it's kind of different thing. So, you know, when he was approached was a few years back, and, you know, it was a different time again, so... In today's life, everything changed so fast from one year to next one, you know. It's like
right.
We are at extremes right now with anything that you see on TV that you
mm-hmm.
probably haven't seen 2 years ago. So it's hard to say, really.
Right.
Yeah, that's for me. It's like I personally don't think there is a, you know, big difference maybe that would be different today. Maybe they would pay a little bit more attention or maybe choose because the choices were done on, you know, not by us, obviously, you know, of the women. But, you know, you never know because, as I said, you know, today you can see the sexy commercial in 5 o'clock in the afternoon, which probably 2 years ago we wouldn't see it.
Exactly, right. Now, did you and Antonio have a big part in choosing the participants, or was
no.
it just him and producers, or?
No, he produced the show, but the choices were not his.
Oh, okay.
So it's, You know, like he didn't know about telecoming either. So that was all surprise.
Yeah, that was my next question. Like, how did you find out that just that day when she walked on the stage?
The day when we were sitting in the dinner and she walked in. Yeah, that was the surprise of the night.
Oh, my God. You probably just, like, wanted to drop.
Well, I kind of don't care about her because, you know, I can face her anytime because I know where the truth is. So to me, it really does not matter,
mm-hmm.
you know, if she's in front of me or not. But, you know, I felt a little bit more sorry for him, obviously, because it's still, you know, something that he lived through. And it's, you know, it's part of his life in some way, you know, when he was much younger.
Right. Yeah, well, I can imagine. So like, okay, after their divorce and 15 years later, she comes and she walks up on this stage. I mean, what has she been doing for the last 15 years if she was so in love with him that she couldn't approach him somewhere along the line?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's a good question right there. I mean, she is 48 years old and she still lives with her parents and has no jobs. Does that tell you anything? I don't know. This is just one single thing, and I think we're done almost about it.
Oh my God, you kill me! I swear to God. But
well,
no,
yeah.
I agree. I agree. I agree with you. I mean, I can't disagree. I mean, I can't say I don't like the girl at all, but I can't say that I agree with anything that she did, because I mean, she's 8 years older than me, and if a woman, you know, between the age span, like I said, between that she had with Antonio, came to approach my 17-year-old boy, she would have felt something, you know. I mean, she definitely would have felt something. So I can totally understand what you're saying, and it's kind of comical right now, but it's sad that he had to kind of revisit all those old feelings, because when you're 17 and 18 years old, you're still trying to figure out your emotions.
Yeah.
You know, and then when you have someone who's older and supposed to be wiser kind of crush you in different ways, you know, to have that come back, it's still there, you know. It might not be as raw, but it's still there.
I am sure it's very emotional, you know. I think anybody will be emotional about something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Going to something similar, romance or whatever was, you know, that time of your life at that age, it's still stuck in your brain, you know.
Right.
And, you know, going through that, it's still emotional.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, let's go on to, I just wanted to point out a couple more questions that she answered in this VH1 interview that I was reading today. She was talking about you. The question is, Yvonne had less sympathy to the injury that she incurred, and they're saying that you didn't believe that she was actually injured. And her response was, it was almost funny that she was insisting I wasn't even hurt. I was amazed that she could be so brutal. So do you have a response to that?
Yes, I do have a response to that, because I know the person and she will do anything for the attention. So, you know, I can tell you one thing that, you know, after I have that, I confront her in the hospital that she was dying, you know, not even 10 minutes later, she was in the fast food eating, you know, her lunch.
Okay.
Is that telling you anything?
Right. So they, I mean, because of course they edit it for the show and stuff like that. I mean, there's no misconception. She did have an injury, but it wasn't as life-threatening as she kind of posed it to be. Is that what you're saying?
I think that her injury was all made up practically, you know. She probably, you know, just have tiny micro tear, like she was saying, you know, and in her mind she was dying and bleeding, you know. It's like the biggest drama ever. I mean, it's like, yeah, anything for the attention. That's the truth.
Right. So now there's two more that I just want to ask, if you don't mind. It says, why does she resent you so much? I know you answered that question, but do you have any theories? And her response is, Antonia loves me, and in her head, that's always a concern. With other women, she can control him, but with me, she can't. He has this underlying deep love for me, and I think her fear is that she'd lose control of her son if we were to fall in love and get back together again.
Oh, my God. She must be completely from the Mars. That's what I think. Because there's nothing normal about this statement whatsoever. You know, first of all, I have never control of my son because, you know, he is going to ask me for some, you know, maybe opinion or something, but then he's still going to do what he wants to do, which means not being with Telly. And so I don't think there is anything real about this. She's making all this up and it's all excuses.
Mm-hmm. So. Then they ask her, do you hate her? And she says, I don't. I feel sorry for her, and I feel sorry for him. I feel sorry for her that she doesn't have someone who she feels puts her first, and she has to take all of that from Antonio. And I feel sorry for him that he has a mother who won't let go and put so much pressure on him.
This is hilarious, because I have my life, I have my husband, but I've been married for second time for 16 years, mm-hmm. and my husband is present and alive. And, you know, what she think, that I don't have my life or something? You know, sometimes I don't see my son for weeks, you know, unless he call me or something. So
mm-hmm.
what she think, I don't have my life? This is completely crazy. She
right.
probably doesn't know what it means, but yeah, I tell you what is it, really. Because she wants that control in her mind, so it's like a mirror image. She is saying practically what she thinks she is or she wants to be or something in some way, because it's mm-hmm. a little bit contorted, you know. I can
mm-hmm.
tell you when my son was married to her, I was still with my first husband.
Mm-hmm.
And what she used to do, and this is really funny, she used to go and sit in my ex-husband's laps. Can you imagine 28 years old woman in front of me go and sit and hug my ex-husband?
Oh, my God.
That's a sick stuff.
Oh.
So, no. You know, no, something is wrong, completely wrong up there. You know, something is not in right places there.
Right. Well, she leaves it off and says that she... they ask, does she appreciate your character on the show when you watch the show? And she says, when I can understand her, but I think a lot of women are appalled that a 37-year-old man lets his mother have so much say in his life. And I understand that as a mom, my son will always be my baby boy, but there comes a time that you have to trust that you've given them skills that will allow them to fend for themselves and make decisions on their own. Your job as a parent is to love them and back them, not to micromanage them.
Okay, this one, for first of all, it's for sure not her words. She read it somewhere and then she repeated it because she doesn't do that. First of all, she doesn't know anything about what she's talking about because I don't micromanage my son at all. You know, we talk and we have this open relationship, which he probably is jealous in some way about, and I have no idea why. Maybe she didn't have the good family life or something. So something it's just not right there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, if he asks me questions and wants my opinion, I give it to him, but then he goes and does whatever he wants. So
right.
I don't manage him at all, you know.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that we are not close.
Exactly. Right, right. Oh, okay, well, I get that. And the last Telly question I'm asking is someone from the chat room who evidently keeps in touch with her via Facebook, and she says she really almost died. She sent me the information on the tear in her stomach that happened when she jumped off the horse. Joanne, please ask about starting fresh. People change a lot over many years. So in other words, do you think she could start fresh?
I don't think so. I don't think so because she didn't change a bit. I wish she did for her own benefit, but she did not because as you see, what she's talking about, it's so out there that, you know, I cannot even answer that because it's so ridiculous. But she should get herself her own life. That's the problem. She's trying to get somebody else's life, and that's what she's trying to do, you know. 48 years old, I mean, the girl, you know, got engaged, her fiancé died. 3 months later, she married his twin brother. Did you know this?
No, I didn't.
Well, I do. Okay, and her kid, she got the kid from sperm bank. So, I mean, her life, there is nothing normal about all this. It's, you know, it's more like, I don't know, that's more like soap opera to me.
So she should have been on the soap opera, maybe not Antonio.
Should be there. You know, not us. We are a normal family who cares about each other. But, you know, we talk.
Oh,
it's all
right.
You know, about things, and I can, you know, give him advice. If he takes it, good. If he doesn't take it, it's in, you know, it's on his own control. So that's all. That's
right,
the only
difference.
But in some way, she's missing somewhere there, and I don't know what was her family issues or anything, but evidently they are not that good.
Mm-hmm,
no, she doesn't have, you know, her good family structure or something, and good family values, obviously, because, you know, if she had the values, she wouldn't have done what she's doing all her life.
Right, right. Well, I can definitely...
I actually have a discussion with her, and all I said to her, I said, you know, you have a child now, so I'm hoping for your best and for the best of the child that you understand what I am talking about, and I'm hoping that, you know, you will have a better record in giving your son advice or, you know, helping him in going his own way.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, because you definitely want the best for your kids. So, I mean, obviously you got to straighten out your garbage before you can move on, you know, and take care of theirs.
Yeah.
This is true. This is why I love you, Yvonne. I'm telling you.
Thank you so
telling
much.
Let's see. Let's talk about Christy and the test you put her to. This is friggin' brilliant. You don't know. It was just brilliant. Why did you choose her for that test? Did you think automatically she would be the one to kind of do it?
Yes, I was sure, because that's kind of the girl, and I knew that immediately the first day. When I saw her, I said, you know, this girl will do anything. You can manipulate her because she will do anything to get what she wants. So that's how it gets about that, you know.
Right.
And I asked her, and she went for it immediately. You know, she will have done anything.
Oh, yeah. And
actually,
and
the one that referred me, you know, all this thing about Telly, you know, being engaged and her fiancé died, you know, 3 months later she is married to, you know, his twin brother.
Right. See, I knew it, yeah. Well, Christy, my first impression of her was that she was extremely plastic and superficial. I don't think she has anything real left on her, you know, structurally, you know, and not even the personality.
Right, but the thing now that you said, you know, artificial, let's talk a little bit about, you know, the plastic surgery, which, you know, I personally don't have anything against the plastic surgery or, you know, breast augmentation, but when is it done on young people, and it's done in the way that it's so unnatural and so, you know, not fitting their bodies.
Right.
And, you know, I visually thinking, oh, my God, this is really just not right, you know, because they are people that, you know, need some help, and it's fine. But if it's proportionate to their bodies, it's all fine, you know, if it's natural.
Yeah, but, I mean, I agree with you on that. I have absolutely nothing against it, a little nip and tuck here and there, you know. But when you're a young person and you're only doing it to enhance yourself, to make yourself fit in with the rest of the crowd, and there's really nothing wrong with you, then there's an issue.
Yeah.
No, so I completely agree with that. But when, you know, I'm not even going to be cruel about it. I'll just leave it alone, because I can say so many things, but I'm not going to. But that was just my impression of her. She was very plastic, and she was very high maintenance. It seemed that every challenge that you guys presented her with, she was like, oh, I don't do this. I ride in limos. Or, oh, I don't do this. I do this. You know, and, oh, I'm not writing wedding vows because it's not the day.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
it was just like...
So I call, you know, girls like that me girl. It's everything. It's me.
Mm-hmm. You know, it had nothing to do with, you know, getting where you had to go.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all about me. She doesn't care about anybody else. You know, it's only what I can get, you know, all about me.
Right. And even when they came and told Antonio that Tully was in the hospital, I think he would have done that for anyone,
yes.
Not just because it was her. I think it was just an initial gut reaction, like, oh, my God, somebody's here for me. They're hurt. I got to go. And she was just all about, well, I'm sitting here in the hot tub and let me break my glass. And I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Bitter much?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because he, you know, he haven't been there. He practically, if they call him and say one of the guys that works here in the hospital, he would have run. So, you know, it didn't make or it didn't have like any connection to who was it that was injured in his mind.
Right, exactly. And all she thought about was that she was sitting there left in a hot tub.
Exactly, and all she thought about herself, you know.
Exactly. Well, the faux wedding was another brilliant idea. I really loved it. Now, when these girls were walking down that pathway, we'll even just X out Christy because she is insignificant to it. When you saw Miranda and Brooke walk, who would you really imagine him choosing, if anyone?
Between Miranda and Brooke?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if I have to go exactly what my heart is saying, I mean, both of these girls are quite good girls. You know, one is a little bit more high maintenance, which is Miranda.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, but she's also funny. So, you know, it's kind of, it's going to go both ways.
Right. Okay. I could see that. My personal favorite would be Brooke.
Mm-hmm.
Because she always mentions the children. I haven't heard anybody really mention his kids.
No,
and
very
in
much
her
not.
Vows, in her vows, she mentioned the kids. And
yes,
to me,
did.
That's what stuck out. The fact that she said she would always expect him to put his kids first. And I never heard really anybody else mention his children.
Yeah,
so to me,
right.
That is why I think she would be the right person for him. So, you know, I don't know. It could just be me, but I think that was her. Because when you guys were sitting there after the horseback riding and you were all sitting there talking, you asked everyone why they thought Antonio should choose them. And Miranda couldn't get any responses out other than, well, I like him.
Yeah, I know.
So, I like him. Okay. You know what? So does a million other people in the world, but why are you good for Antonio and why is he good for you? Because I like him. Okay.
Yeah.
That's very high schoolish, but Brooke gave you very, very detailed answers on what she wanted and what she expected and what he might expect, and always includes the kids.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right about it. Yeah. You're absolutely point said.
Well, I have a caller. You want to take a call?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, let's take a call. This is Linda, and Linda is calling from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Linda happens to be my best friend.
Oh, really?
Yes. Say hi to Yvonne, Linda.
Hi, Yvonne. How are you?
I am fine. How are you doing?
I am doing very, very well. I am enjoying listening to you talk. You sound like you're old friends.
Really? Good.
Yeah. I'm a big fan, and I just have one quick question. How has your life changed since the show has started?
Oh, my life really didn't change at all, to tell you the truth. Yes, I may run into people, you know, in the supermarket that may come to me and say, oh, you know, I like this one, or can you tell me? You know, that's the only difference in my life. Otherwise, I don't pay attention to anything else. You know, my life, it's all the same. You know, my kids, my grandchildren, and, you know, my usual life.
Yeah, so people do recognize you more now, though.
Yeah, a little bit. But you know what? I don't pay attention to that. So.
Well, you're great, and it's a pleasure watching you. You're definitely, you know, I personally think you're, and Joanne can probably agree with me on this, it's such a pleasure to watch you on the show. It's great, and we're big fans.
Thank you so much. Well, I
you,
hope to really have fun, because that's what's the main thing, you know, watching the show and having fun and be able to talk about something, what you agree or disagree, anything that, you know, takes the discussion in talking about some issue, it's important today.
Right, right. And it's always good when the mom can just give the look. And you know, it's the look that you give, and it's like, uh-oh, here it comes.
Yeah, well, sometimes I would have rather say something, really, but I have also, you know, be a little more conservative about saying somebody something. So I might be a little bit back. But, you know, I am, I always been a person that, you know, I have no problem with telling, you know, what I feel, and I go straight to the point, you know, and if you have something else to tell me, you tell me. But I just don't go in circles.
Yeah. Well, you are a beautiful woman inside and out, and it was a pleasure speaking with you. It was great, and I'm okay. Well, take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
And you know what? She couldn't have put it any better. Let's just highlight you for a second, because you were actually in acting, and you were a performer. Tell me a little bit about your entertainment background.
Well, I grew up in the family where I was working when I was 3 years old in the entertainment, you know, in theater and stuff like that. Then later on, I kept working practically since I was small kid. And then when I got pregnant, I stopped working and dedicated myself, you know, to the family and to the kids. So, you know, later on, I started, you know, working a little bit when they grew up a little bit more. I was working a little bit in television in Italy, and but that was basically it. I didn't take it as a full-time job, and I kind of, you know, separate myself from that entertainment industry, because my ex-husband actually was a big movie star in Italy, so we have one in the family. I thought that was enough.
I read in an interview that Antonio actually said that he hopes that you being on this show will make you a star. And I think that you would be a star in his eyes at any point in time. I mean, and I know you're definitely one in mine. I mean, I think you're just fabulous. And I hear that you're a singer as well.
Yeah, I used to be a singer, actually. I used to have a contract with RCA, which is an American company, when I was in Italy. But as I said, you know, I recorded the records. Then we had records, not CDs. So it's that many years ago, obviously. And then, you know, I stopped doing that because of the family. So I make the decision, you know, that I prefer to dedicate myself to family and to the kids.
Oh, you're so wonderful. I can't even go there. You're so wonderful.
And we probably, can I ask you where, if you were born here or you were born in Slovakia?
No, I was born in America. I was born in Yonkers, New York, but my dad's family is from Slovakia.
You know the town?
You know what? I don't know it offhand. I mean, they say it to me so many times, but I honestly don't know. There's a story about my father's uncle, because you pronounce my last, we Americanized our last name to Kubasek, but it's really Kubasek. And
I tell you that because I actually speak that language.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
See, I never met my grandfather, so I never, like, he died a couple months before I was born, so I never got to learn the language, and he never taught it to the kids other than little things here and there, and my grandmother was from Ireland, so, you know, she was the only one that I really knew, but there was, my father's uncle was a priest in Slovakia, and he helped a lot of people get out of Slovakia during the communist times. And he funneled them into Yonkers, and he started a Roman Catholic church there called Most Holy Trinity. And, he was a priest, a blind priest. And and I'm just being very vague because I don't want to say the wrong thing, because there is a book on it, and I'm actually waiting for my uncle to send it to me, because somebody else I interviewed had roots there also, so I have an accurate story to tell. But there was something said that we were not allowed back in that country, you know, and that if anybody with posing our last name was there, that they would be shot on sight, that kind of thing. So it's very detailed and so over my head, you know, just stuff that I don't remember, you know. I know we were taught it as kids and stuff like that. But, yeah, so, I mean, when I read your story, it you know, I was like, wow.
Yeah, it's, you know, I come, obviously, I was born there, too. So, you
mm-hmm.
know, and my mom was from that area also. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I know a lot about it.
Right, right. See,
yeah.
The most I know, and it's probably a sad thing, is I know how to make pierogies. That's about all I know.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing.
Yes, and yes. As a matter of fact, my parents are just here visiting me. I made them for them. So, yeah, that I can do. But as soon as I find out more information on it, I'll definitely funnel it to you so you can check it out.
Oh, I'd love to. And if you can get me the, you know,
the
name
book.
Of the book, I will love to read it.
Oh, absolutely. I'll definitely get it. God, I can't let you get off the phone yet because I still need to know some more of what your opinions on Brooke and Miranda are. I mean, this is the final week. Obviously, the show is not live, and obviously, you know the outcome to the show before we all do, and we know that you can't tell us, but the season finale is this Sunday. What more can you tell the lay listener about these girls that maybe we don't see due to, you know, whatever drops to the editing on the floor of the editing room?
About these two girls, really not much, because what you see, you kind of see everything about these two girls. So they are what they are, you know. As I said, Miranda, it's a little bit more high maintenance, you know. She needs her hour of makeup and everything has to be so precise, you know, and she talks lots about her dog. She has a small dog, which she loves immensely, of course. I have a small dog, too. So, you know, she's very attached to the dog. It's like her baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Brooke, it's a little bit more orientated probably towards a job and her career, you know, and what she wants to do in her life. So
right.
that's more or less that maybe, you know, doesn't show in the show. Otherwise, everything about them, it's quite real, you know. That's
right.
them.
So it is what it is, and you get what you get.
Yeah.
Now, have you been watching the show since it's been airing?
Yes, I have been watching it because, you know, I haven't, you know, I've been there, but, you know, I never know what the final product is going to be because I don't know, you know, what it's left, what it's taking out, you know, and how it is going to play practically in some sense, you know, because once you take certain things out, you know, you never know what it you know, what it can be understood from that, you know. So, yeah, sometime you wish there was a little bit of, you know, me talking to Christy so you would understand a little bit better, you know, what was going mm-hmm. on and Christy telling me about, you know, story about Telly, you know, and what's going on there and kind of her life, you know, what she was doing and not doing. And so that's, I'm a little bit sorry that they didn't show that, but that's basically it, you know. Other than that, everything is more or less there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow. So there was nothing that any of the girls said, you know, when they do those little interviews with them that may have surprised you that you would have never thought they said or anything that they did behind the scenes that that you didn't know about that would shock you?
Well, maybe one thing a little bit, you know, it was more surprising to me when Miranda was actually talking and I don't know if you remember when she got stung by the spider or something.
Yes.
One episode and she went to emergency room, you know, and being extremely sick and being on Vicodin, you know, and then in the evening she came and I said, well, you know, what you will do if the bee, you know, sting you, you know, would you like be really, really, you know, sick or something. And she got kind of mad at that because, you know, she didn't get the thing, you know, hey, you know, we all been stung by bees or, you know, something, but it's not the end of the world.
Right,
you know?
Unless you're allergic to it, right.
Right, you have to be a little bit, you know, tougher in that sense, you know, if you want to be mother or be with the kids, if you get stung by the bee or something and you already, like, you know, in emergency room, it's a little bit, you know, too much.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're allergic to it. Actually, you know, it's really funny.
It wasn't actually her. It was not bee. It was some kind of insect. You know,
spider, right. It's funny because Antonio has a group on Yahoo. There's like a fan group that do you know of it?
No.
It's like if you know, like the email section Yahoo, they have groups, and there's a group there for Antonio, and I joined it last year when he came on the show to talk about Celebrity Circus and him being on GH Night Shift. So I joined it to let his fans know that, you know, he was going to be on the show and stuff like that. So I read a lot of what they write. And can I tell you that some of these women were so hell-bent on the fact that you were so insensitive to a spider bite. It was like, really?
I don't understand that.
You know, I mean, if the person's allergic to it, that's one thing. But if it's just a spider bite, it's like a whole other story. But these women were just insane over a spider bite. I couldn't get over it. I really couldn't.
Oh my God, they didn't even know it was the spider bite because how you know what was it?
Nobody knew, right? Well, they were asking me in the chat room, where can they purchase your album or where can they hear your albums?
Oh, that's so many years ago that I don't even have it. And I would love to have it, you know. So
you know, there's eBay and stuff like that, yeah.
So many years ago. Only one that, you know, I had, unfortunately, when we were in Italy and I had still the albums, you know, what happened is we had the fire and our whole house burned down.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, we have really big thing in 1979, so... we have nothing. We don't have, you know, pictures, and we lost everything.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it was a really horrible time. So, yeah, not even me have that. So, unfortunately.
Wow. That's too bad. Well, what does this say? True, but if you was... Oh, okay. One of the girls in the chat room is saying they thought it was really rude that Telly was interrupting all of Antonio's dates with the other girls, which is true. I mean, I have to say, I wanted to throw her off that boat. Even though he was with Christy, the fact that she went on that boat was extremely rude, and she should have waited her turn, but...
Yeah, well, but, you know, again, we go back to the Mimi theme. You know, it's like me. Me first and everybody else after me. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The way it is.
They want you to sing, Yvonne. They want you to sing a few bars of something.
Oh, I haven't sang in 40 years. I'm not going to do it now. You kidding?
She said no with
no
that
way.
Voice.
My
no
husband
way.
Is asking me for 15 years to sing, and I don't sing for him. You think I will sing to the radio? No, no way.
Let me tell you, Yvonne, you get with me, I'll make you sing. Me and you are going to have to hang out next time
maybe
I'm in California.
To drink, I sing, you know, between us, but, you know, the professional singing, for me, it's a different thing, you know. When you sing, you know, and you're professional, you know, things have to be perfect, at least.
Oh, of course.
That's I used to be. I just, you know, I stopped singing, and that was it for me, you know, I was done.
Yeah. Aw. Well, I have one more phone caller here that I'm going to get to before I have to let you go. This is a caller from Canada. What is your name? Hello? Canada? You're there. You have your hand up. Would you like to speak to Yvonne?
Yes.
What's your name?
Angela,
say hi to Yvonne.
Hi. I wasn't sure if I was on. I wanted to say that I'm an admirer of Yvonne, and I've always been an admirer of Antonio. And I just want to say, I just wanted to tell her how much I admire her.
Oh, thank you so much. Is your name Italian, or are you Italian?
No, I'm not.
You're not, but you have Italian name, Angela.
I'm actually named after my grandmother.
And she was Italian?
Yeah, she had a little bit in her. She had a little bit of everything in her, so...
Okay.
She's what we call a Heinz 57.
Which area are you in Canada?
I'm actually not in Canada. My I have like a internet phone, so it probably came up as Canada.
Oh, okay. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm in the area. I try to give people the benefit of the doubt with Tully. I just kind of thought she was out there a little bit. She was out there. I'm not a parent myself, but I understood where you were coming from when you told her basically, when you told her, you're kind of making me a little nervous. Because like I said, I've been an admirer of his from probably about since his GH days, and I totally did not get enough of you on the show. The last two shows have been the best. I think you're a really classy lady, so.
Oh, thank you so much. Do you have any horses in Tennessee? Because there is a lot of horses down there, right?
Yeah, they do. I love horses.
Yeah, and do you have any?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I ride them sometimes, but I do not have any horses myself.
Okay, but you are in the horse area? Are you located in some area that is rural horse area?
Collierville, yeah.
Yeah, that should be right.
It's a suburb of Memphis.
Okay. Yeah, one day I'm going to go to Tennessee, too. I haven't been to Tennessee yet, but that's my
next
project.
It's a beautiful place.
I'm sure
it is. It's a beautiful
place.
I'm originally from Michigan, but it's a beautiful place there, so.
Yeah, I am sure it is. Well, good luck with
Thank
everything,
you, Angela.
And I hope you will like the finale.
I will. I'm going to be watching it.
Yeah, so
Thank
have
you.
A big party and all dress, really nice, and have a glass of champagne.
There you go.
Well, I was glad when Christy went, of course, like everybody else.
Okay.
Oh, really? You see? You never know.
Yeah. Well, I was
Mom
also glad last week. I was also glad last week, too, so.
Okay. That's good.
All right. Well, thank you, Angela.
Thank you. You have a nice evening.
You too, Angela. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I'll tell you, I think Mama knows best, Yvonne. That's what I think. And you tell Antonio I said that, too. Mama knows best.
All right. I will let him know, definitely.
We definitely know how to take care of our boys. I got two of them, and, boy, I'm going to make them watch this on when it comes on a repeat just so they can see what they're in for as they get older.
Yeah. That's a good way of teaching them things,
Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
Well, Yvonne, I have to say it's been a pleasure having you on the show, and I would love for you to come back at any time. You're welcome here whenever you feel like it. Maybe you and Antonio after the finale. So I'm trying to set that up to have you guys come back after the finale. So VH1 this Sunday, the finale of My Antonio, and see if there may be a season two. Who knows? We don't know.
Well, everything
we
is possible in life.
Absolutely. Yvonne, thank you so much again
for joining me tonight.
And as soon as I get that book, I'm going to call you and let you know.
Okay, let me know about the, so I can get the information about the book.
All right, sweetheart. You have a wonderful night,
you
and
too.
Give my best to
Very
your
much.
Beautiful son.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. That's Yvonne Sabato. Don't forget to check out My Antonio season finale this Sunday at on VH1. Check your local listings. I'd like to thank everybody that was in the chat room for being semi-good up until we got that silly question about Botox. That's a little silly to ask. I wouldn't ask that. It's a little personal. But anyhow, it was a fabulous interview. I think it put to bed a lot of misconceptions. And you know what? I was glad to have her. So check back on Facebook to see when we're going to have her and Antonio back after the finale. I'm working on that right now. But in the meantime, don't forget to come back Monday for actress Natalie Reitano and Kiko Ellsworth to talk about a very important subject, domestic violence. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So we're going to talk about some fabulous organizations that definitely help people that they're involved with. And that's it. So here we are signing off on Stardust Radio. October 20th, 2009. Have a good night, everybody.
Hey, everybody, this is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.